When her phone rang last week, Rebecca Kameka's first impulse was to ignore it.
I was actually ignoring the phone calls, thinking it was Google asking me for money.
She was pleasantly surprised when she answered. Kameka is one of two winners of this year's Path to Prosperity competition. The competition began 10 years ago and has distributed over $500,000 in prizes. Kameka, along with a Juneau woman who operates a mushroom farm, will receive $25,000 worth of business development assistance.
They don't deposit $25,000 into our bank accounts. They actually do something better because we don't get taxed. They pay on our behalf. So we submit for approval things that we're wanting to buy. They approve it or not approve it. And then they pay that vendor directly.
Kameka's business is named Costa Brava. She prepares cakes for special events. The plan that won her the prize is to grow this into a restaurant. Her baked creations have become popular in Haines. So Kameka thought,
maybe I could have some really great success on a larger scale. The idea was, hey, I want to do a tapas, wine, and dessert bar concept. So open a restaurant that would have tapas, so a lot of food from my childhood. I'm Cuban, and then doing wine, also local beers, and then still having the dessert option because that's really the what I'm really most passionate about.
Kameka's passion began early, but her path to the oven was roundabout.
When I was a kid, I always loved being in the kitchen. I really got into baking, and I wanted to go to culinary school, but my father said, you need to go get a real degree first. So I went and got a degree in political science, and then I went and got my master's in business, and then I've worked for a few Fortune 500 companies, and I just kind of lost touch with baking.
During the pandemic, in need of a creative outlet, she started baking and selling cakes at the Haines Farmers Market. Her cakes quickly earned a reputation. 2 years later, she was too busy to sell at the market, with multiple orders for wedding cakes and batches of cookies for tour companies. She and her boyfriend rent two adjoining apartments. This has allowed her to dedicate her kitchen to baking. She is able to conduct her business predominantly from this space.
I don't put any, quote, normal food in that area, so it makes it easier, but I do need to expand.
She wanted to buy a restaurant in Skagway, but the cost is prohibitive, so she is looking for other options.
There is a restaurant that's for sale in Skagway that I've based my business plan around. Although, in order to make that work, everything going in, purchasing the building, initial operating costs, cash flow needs, any fixes to the building, things like that, and additional equipment, I need about $600,000 in lending. You know, doing that analysis was great, and I do love that space, but also I'm hoping that maybe there's a space for rent, because it would be really ideal to go into renting a space and not taking on so much debt initially in order to make it happen.
Kameka says she wants to keep serving Haines, but the number of summer visitors in Skagway would allow her to make enough to stay open for the rest of the year. She would still be able to send wedding cakes on the plane or a boat. Her success took customers, and Kameka wants to thank all the people who have bought her creations since she started.
Oh, and I want to thank my boyfriend for dealing with me at 2 a.m. crying over a wedding cake that I think I messed up, and he's telling me it's beautiful. So there's that too.
Kameka will use her $25,000 prize money to buy a larger mixer, a fryer, and other kitchen equipment. You can see her creations by following the link on our website. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.